One of the main topics here in the sugya is the issue of Nenah. Then we'll talk about Yerim in a minute, but right now we'll start with Nenah. Now we have many places in Shas that Nenah is chayev for the Ano. The Nenah, Minuch Sechaderi, chayev for the Ano. Shem Bishus Rabim, and Tachol Echaderi, Bereis Abliya, and Dar B'chot Sechaderi, Shalei Midaita, Gemara calls it a Nenah. So these are all chiyuvei Nenah. So we started off with the Chakir, that Shimon talks about, what's and others, what's the gather of the Chiyuv Nenah? Is the Chiyuv Nenah a Maisim Achayev, or is the Chiyuv Nenah a Maini Gabach? So just to understand what's the difference between them intuitively, maybe it may be a good place to, a good vantage point from which to understand it is the issue of cumulative Dravni, which are Baruch Bear races. You know, if I break your window, if Reuben breaks Shimon's window, and at the moment that he broke the window, he also was Machal Shabbos, so we have it in cumulative Dravni. The Maisa of breaking the window is not Machayev in Momen, but since it's Machayev in Misa. On the other hand, Baruch Bear assumes for Dovah Poshet. That if Reuben borrowed money from Shimon, and at the moment, or let's say Reuben borrowed an object from Shimon, even simply Reuben borrowed an axe from Shimon, and at the moment that he borrowed the axe, he was also chayav misa. So does that mean he doesn't have to return the axe? Baruch Bar assumes with Dovah Poshet that that's nothing to do. You only say in Kimli Rabbeinu when the chiyav comes from some maisa mechayav. So if the maisa that was a mechayav mammon was also mechayav misa, then it's not mechayav mammon. But when you borrow an axe, the fact that you have to give back the axe is not because the borrowing of the axe is a maisa mechayav that you give. You have to give back the axe because it's his axe. So what does that have to do whether there's a maisa mechayev or not? You don't have to have a maisa mechayev. It remains his axe. It has to go back to the original owner. That's where Baruch Bar assumes for Dovah and Poshet. Yeah, throughout, I'm not sure it's 100% of Dovah Poshet. There's a Balamor and Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. Mashmah Minatar is not the way that's Kimlid Rabbeinu, even on the Maini Gamach. But let's assume that Balamor is very obscure altogether. Let's assume what Baruch Bar assumes. Baruch Bar says he has to check and place Kimlid, but he thinks the pastor says that on such a thing it couldn't be Kimli Dravni. Certainly for bringing out the point, it's a good way to bring out the point. So Rabbah Ves, so Nene, this may be a good way to Rabbah Ves makes a kasha out of it. We'll come to that in a second also. But Akapanim, you see this distinction between a Maisa Mechayev and a Mamayni Gabach. Does the Chiyev come from the Maisa? Where does the Chiyev come from? The act of the Metzias, that your money is sitting by me. So what's the, how do we understand the Chiyev Nene? My behemoth ate your chocolate cake in Rishus Rabbi. So you put us mazik, that's for sure. You don't have to pay for the chocolate cake, but you have to pay for the hano. The straw that you don't have to give the animal to eat tonight for supper. So you do. You have to pay for the hano. So how do we understand that? We could understand it two ways. We could understand that the behemoth's eating is a maisa mechayev. The fact that my behema ate your nechosim and I was nene from that, that's called a maisa mechayev. It's not my maisa, my behema is maisa, but it's a maisa mechayev. Yeah, lots of times the behema is maisa, could be mechayev me. If by niskei, it's always that way. My behema gores in other rocks, and that maisa is mechayev me. So that's a maisa mechayev. It doesn't have to be my maisa, it could be my behema's maisa. So we can understand also that a maisa nene is mechayev. Just like a ma'aseh mazik is mechayev to pay for the hezek, so ma'aseh nen is mechayev to pay for the hanol, but it's a ma'aseh mechayev. Or we could understand differently. We could understand it's not a ma'aseh mechayev. It's just the fact is that the chocolate cake that used to be sitting with, that used to belong to you, now that chocolate cake, in a sense, belongs to me. Not the whole chocolate cake, is what do I have from the chocolate cake? But a certain percentage of the value of the chocolate cake that I was marviach, that I don't have to give my behema now supper, a certain percent, or that I have a certain hanol from it. So that is sitting by me. So maybe that's just a poshut to Mamayni Gabach. It's going to transfer a value. The value of X percent of the chocolate cake transferred from the Bala chocolate cake to the Bala Behema. So maybe it's just a simple kind of Mamayni Gabach. That's Rav Shimon's Chakir. So Rav Shimon, first of all, wants to bring a raya from the Tosfos and Bava Kamma Kuf Aleph. But Tosfos says that in order to have a Chiyuv Nenah, you have certain parameters. It has to be Maisa V'Maisa Behemta Yanoz Gufay. But if they don't have that one of those things, then the nen is not chayev. So Shimon says, it would seem from that you need a ma'aseh mechayev. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying, that you need a ma'aseh mechayev. Without a ma'aseh mechayev, the metzias that I have, I know, and from your nechosin, that's not enough to be mechayev. So the chayev says, Shimon, that is a raya, that the gedder of nen is that it's a ma'aseh mechayev. If that's the case, of course, Rav Shimon then has to deal with if it's a ma'aseh mechayev, where does it say in Torah that it's a ma'aseh mechayev? Maybe if it was a m'mani gabach, I wouldn't need a pasuk in Torah. M'mani gabach is a svar. But if you're telling me it's not a regular m'mani gabach, it's a new ma'aseh mechayev. So where in Torah does it say such a parsha of ma'aseh that nen is a ma'aseh mechayev? So that Reb Shimon has to look for it. Reb Shimon wants to say maybe it comes from Me'ilim. We're not going to be marach about that. But he found the pasuk. It says by Me'ilim that if you're nenim in a hektish, you have to pay. So maybe that's Zebon Av, that nen is a ma'aseh mechayev. Not only for hektish, but for everything else as well. Based on this understanding that nen is a ma'aseh, that nen is a ma'aseh mechayev. It's not a simple, it's not a m'mani gabach, it's a ma'aseh mechayev. So Reb Shimon wants to explain the distinction that you see in the Gemara in Chulin between Nene and Mishtashili. So before in the Gemara in Chulin, in Kuflamid, that Nene from Matnas Kuna is Potter, because Mamash and Leitoven. But Mishtashili from Matnas Kuna is Chayiv. So if you eat Matnas Kuna, you're Potter, because the Gemara is in Mamash and Leitoven. But if you use Matnas Kuna to pay your taxes, so that's Mishtashili, so that you have to, then you are Chayiv, even though it's Matnas Kuna. So the chilik mitzvah between Nene and Mishtashli, the Tzais explains that by Nene, you're not richer in the bank. You could have gone hungry. You know, I eat Matnas Kuna, I'm not richer in the bank. I could have gone hungry. I didn't have to. It's not like I saved the money from supper. Who said I would have eaten supper? So it's not money in the bank. Mishtashli is money in the bank. The IRS was going to take your money. Now they didn't, so that's money in the bank. That's the chilik mitzvah. Well, that's why this is called Nene and this is called Mishtashli. But what's the reason why it makes a difference like having Matnas Kuna? Why is Nene from Matnas Kuna Potter, Mamon Hashem Tovim, and Mishtashile from Matnas Kuna is Chayiv? So the Shimon says with this one, that Nene is a Maisa Mechayiv. So whenever you're Chayiv because there's a Maisa, because I did a Maisa and the Maisa is Mechayiv me. So you need to have somebody has to be Tovim me. I'm Chayiv because I did a Maisa Mazik, for example. And that Maisa Mazik is Mechayim. It's only Mechayim if somebody's Tevea. And by Matnas Kuna, nobody could be Tevea because there's no Kain who could be Tevea because Mamon Shein LeTovim. Now, Shenkin M'mayni Gavoch, that doesn't need a Tevea. That's not a Chiyuv that comes about through my Maisa. That's a Metzias. That the Matnas Kuna belongs to the Kehana. And if the Matnas Kuna belongs to the Kehana, then the money that I was mishtarish is m'mani gabach. The value of the matnas kuna has now been transferred to the money that's sitting in my bank. It's because of the matnas kuna that I have money in the bank. So that money in the bank is kilu. That's a transfer of shavus. So the kohenim can say that's our money sitting in your bank account. So you have to give it back to the kohenim. Here I don't care that it's the mamon shein leitoven. The kohenim is a class that can have a claim in that money. Nobody can come to base it. I don't need a tefillin based in. The fact is that it's the moment. The moment belongs to the kohenim and not to me. So I have to give it to the. I have to give it to the kohenim. That's how Shimon explains that gemara in Chulin, and it's all based on this distinction that nene is a ma'aseh mechayev as opposed to mishtashli, which is a m'mani gabach. It could be that there's an alternate way to look at it. Maybe we could say it different. Play devil's advocate. Maybe we could say it different than Reb Shimon. And we'll say that La'olam Nene is a M'mayni Gavach. The Tzad Reb Shimon rejects. Maybe Nene is a kind of M'mayni Gavach. If Nene is a M'mayni Gavach, so why does Taisus say that you need a Maisa of a Maisa Behemtoi or Anos Gufoi? Why does it have these parameters? It's a M'mayni Gavach. Who cares how I got the Anah? If I got the Anah from your Nechosim, so there was a transfer of value. Why does it need a particular kind of Maisa? So maybe we could say it like this, that the Etzem idea of Nene is an idea of M'mayni Gavach. The Anah that I have from your Nechosim, I look at that as a transfer of value from your Nechosim, from you to me. But since Lamais, I'm not richer in the bank, Nen is not Mishtashli, I'm not actually richer in the bank. It's not like I can point to the money and say, look in my bank account, that's the money that belongs to you. It's rather, I had an experience of Hanah, which has money, because people would pay to have that experience. So I have an experience of Hanah, and that experience came from you, from your Nechosim. So we look at my having had that experience as a transfer of Shavuos from you to me. So that's a stickle, a magical thing, that we look at my having had the experience as a transferring of value from you to me. So maybe that needs some kind of mice on my part, that I should connect your nechosim with my experience. But if there was no mice of a mice of hemto, so then it happens even that I had hano, but there was no mice that connected your nechosim with my hano, maybe then I don't look at it as a transfer. Then I look at it as two unrelated things. You know, I had a hano. I don't look at the hano as having taken value out from you. It's only when I did it with a maisa, I did a maisa to take it to have that experience. I took your nechosim and I did a maisa with them in order to have the experience. Or my behemoth did, I had a maisa, took a maisa. It ate your chocolate cake, and now I have the hana that I don't have to feed my behemoth tonight. So that connects my being happy that I don't have to give my behemoth supper with your loss of the chocolate cake. So I need the maisa to make the connection. I think that maybe this is how Baruch Ber is learning. Baruch Ber is very obscure, darkly. But Baruch Ber here in Baruch Ber, Siman Zayin, I sent you the paragraph. Baruch Ber discusses. He starts off with the kasha. He says, "If Nen is," he starts with the assumption that Nen is a Mamani Gabach. That's his point of departure. The Nen is a kind of Mamani Gabach. So he asks. So if Nen is Mamani Gabach, it shouldn't have Kimli Dravne. Like I said before, there you might see the difference. So the Chayyim should stand to reason that by Nen there's no Kimli Dravne, it's just Mamani Gabach. But there's a Gemara Mufaresh that there is Mamani, but there is Kimli Dravne by Nen. Gemara in Ksuvas, that Tachav L'Chaver, we don't have to get into the Sugya, but there's a Gemara Mufaresh that there's a Ptur of Kimli Dravne by Nen. So Baruch Ber says, he asks Rav Chaim, what sense does that make? Nen is just a Mamani Gabach, how could I have a Ptur of Kimli Dravne? So Rav Chaim answered him back. A lot of times, how asked Rav Chaim something. Rav Chaim told him something, some statement, and then Rav Ber tries to figure out what Rav Chaim meant. I don't know. He must have had a tremendous murder from Rav Chaim. Like, he didn't ask Rav Chaim what he meant. Rav Chaim said it, and then he went home to work on what Rav Chaim meant. For maybe for the next 20 years. But so Rav Chaim told him that Nene is a milvak suva b'tayr. Not a milva shenik suva b'tayr, it's a milvak suva b'tayr. Now, l'chora, I would have, if that's all, it's, if that would, if we just stop right there, so I would say maybe that he means the Shari Yeshi, he means Rav Shimon. That Nen is a maisa mechayev, that's called a milvak suva b'tayr, like mazik is a milvak, the Gemara calls a milvak suva b'tayr, things that are parshish in the Torah, mazik, gazlin, those are parshish in the Torah, they need the Torah to tell me that there's a chiyuv. Milva Shainik Suva B'Torah means I borrowed an axe from you. I have to give it back. It's not. I don't need a posuk for that. That's called the Milva Shainik Suva B'Torah. So if I just had that, that's nomic statement of Rav Chaim. So I would say that he meant exactly the shah that he meant Rav Shimon. The Rav Chaim meant Rav Shimon. That Nen is not a Mamani Gabach, it's a Maisa Mechayim. Baruch Ber didn't take it that way. You see from Baruch Ber assumes that it's still a Mamani Gabach. Maybe we're not far enough ahead to understand the whole thing, but Rav Ber says it's clear to Rav Ber that it's like Mashbiach Nichse Chaveri, which is a topic we have to talk about still. That if somebody comes and he invests money to make my karka better, some gardener comes without even asking my permission, he comes and he fixes my and he plants trees in my garden. So that's called Yerud Nichse Chaveri, and the halacha is that you have to pay, but to various degrees you have to pay. How much you have to pay? We'll talk later. We'll talk soon because it's negated to Aram. That's Mamash Aram Mishnah. Makif and Nikud, that's what Makif and Nikud is. So Baruch Ber assumes that's the Bipshutoy is a kind of Mamani Gabach. The guy invested money in my field, so my field now is better because he spent money, and my field now is more valuable. So that's how Mamash should transfer money. That's a Mamani Gabach. Baruch Ber seems to assume that that's the same thing as Nana, for reasons that will also, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, So Baruch Ber assumes, well, he wants to know what's the difference. What's the difference between Nene and Yod? Because by Yod you don't have Maisav and Maisav Hemto Yano Askufa. Yod, let me define the terms, even though it's the next chapter. Yod Mashbiach Arsinanimus. Yod means I'm Yod L'Nichse Chaveri Shalim Midaite. Somebody went into my field without my permission, and it was Mashbiach the field. So I have to pay. How much do I have to pay? It depends. It's a son that's made for trees, not made for trees. How much he spent? How much I was merviach? We'll talk in a few minutes. But you have to pay. There's no, now going to Tosfos. Remember, Tosfos said for nanny, you need ma'aser for ma'aser b'hemti. I know it's good for you. Don't have any of those things. You don't have the guy who owns the field didn't. There's no. He didn't do a ma'aser. Wasn't his ma'aser. There was no ma'aser b'hemti. There was no hanos gufay. And you're still chayef. Pashut not nanny. It's money gavach. Rabbi Achbar assumes for reasons that. Because in the sugya of Bavakamas and Nenets like Chosel, they seem to appear in the same sugya together. So Berchu assumes they must be the same thing, but they're not the same thing. Then you have to have a mice in here. You don't have to have a mice. So Berchu said, now it's a very obscure and fancy thing. And he says that, I'll just read the Lashon. I sent it to you on the WhatsApp. Of course, if you quote Tzuchayim, that he was mahanim. It's also it's a milva ktsuva b'tayr. Pirush. Now Rabbi Bar is explaining because lest they schusay mamon v'la pishusay b'day nisachlu. I think he means it's not like I have money in the bank. Ela the mechuyevu l'shalom b'chdei shelo yegazlan alaysa hano. I have to pay for the hano because if I don't pay for the hano, then I'm a gazlan and taking that. So that's like not like a milva. By a milva, I don't need a parsha in Torah. I don't need a parsha of Goslin, it's a svar. But here, by Nene, I need a parsha in Torah. The Chorim is the parsha of Gzela. That's only by Nene. But by Yoyred, by Mashbiach, there, it's Mamish and Mayer Shusa that became more valuable. There are things that wouldn't be kimlid ramine. You know, the whole thing's mamash chosu sosum chosu. It's very hard to understand to get to the bottom of where Berchu wants. But I want to suggest that maybe what he means to say is something along the lines that I'm saying. That I need a maisa. It's a memoni gavach. But etzim nene is a memoni gavach. But it's not stam a memoni gavach. I have ano. And what may chateis that's mechayev. I have ano. Who says that's cool that the shavis went from me to you? But since I need a maisa to take this ano. So that maisa, if I don't pay for the hano, that maisa becomes a maisa gezel. It's a little bit different connection to the way I said. I said you need a maisa to connect my hano with your loss of a chocolate cake. The hano of my behemi eating, I need to connect that to your loss of a chocolate cake. So I need maisa behemtoy. If there was no maisa behemtoy, then I don't see it as connected. But Bar is saying he's saying it a little bit differently. He's saying, if my behemoth, if I don't pay for the hanor that I got from my behemoth eating the chocolate cake, then my behemoth eating the chocolate cake becomes like a maisig gezel. Even though behemoth can't do gezel, behemoth can only do hezek, mazik, and it's not a chi of mazik. There's a lot here that's not so clear in Bachbeh. Very not clear there's a Bachbeh. But I think he's saying what I want to say. That there's some kind of maisa over here. When I do a maisa, or maisa behemoth, hanor, skufa, there's some act. And that act, if I don't, that act will become gezeldik. You can't take it too literally, gezeldik, because sometimes it's ma'aser behemtah. Ma'aser behemtah can't be gezel. But it's something like gezel. It's a milva ksuva Torah. That act, it says somewhere in Torah. It doesn't say where it says in Torah. I don't know. But it says somewhere in Torah that act will become gezeldik if I don't pay for the hanah. If there was no act, so there's nothing to become gezeldik. So it doesn't say anywhere that I have to pay for the hanor. But if there's some act involved, ma'isav and ma'isav hemtri, I know it's good for it, if there's some act involved, so then it becomes more, then I have to pay for it, otherwise that act becomes an act of appropriation. Okay, Zvam chasunum, but maybe he means, maybe he's aldeach what I'm saying. La'olam, it's really a chiyav. It's really a dinam amayni gavach. That's for sure. But if one wants to compare it to Yared, it's a dinam amayni gavach. But it's a dinam amayni gavach that needs a maisa that's dependent on a maisa. Because of the maisa involved, there was a maisa l'kichas hanoah. That maisa l'kichas hanoah makes it that I'm taking shavius from you. It makes my hanoah an act of taking shavius from you, and therefore I have to return it amayni gavach. But if there was no maisa l'kichas hanoah, then the fact that I was Nene, I don't see my being Nene as having taken Shabbos from you. where the guy goes and fixes my garden. He brings in trees. He takes his trees. He plants them in my garden. So there's a clear transfer of value. His trees were transferred to my garden. So he's out some trees, and my garden now has trees. So there's a clear transfer of value. So I don't need an act. But where it's just that I have some kind of hana that, you know, I feel full in my belly, because somebody was tochavli beveis habliyo, and who says that that connects to your loss? It's not a ma'aseh masik. I'm not chayim dini masik. I didn't do a ma'aseh masik. Somebody else pushed it down my throat. So it's not a ma'aseh masik. So what do I have? What connects my hana to your? So ma'aseh and ma'aseh hemtri hana's gufa can connect. That my hana is connected to. It's connected, makes a channel between my hano and your chisaron, and then that's the chiyuv nena. But it's fundamentally a chiyuv m'mani gamoch. Not the kavshimun that it's tam absurd, tam ma'aseh amachay. And then, but it could be that there is kimul drabane in that. If when I did the act, it was a chiyuv miso. I was if he was chayav miso at the moment that he did that act of transferring that hano. So then that act can't be complicit in being mechayev in mamon. Even though it's not mamash ma'aseh mechayev. That's a book there also. We don't have to go into the whole. We're not going to go through the whole shas over here. But you should just know, there's a Rabbi Krager, the Kimle, in the Gittin, from the base, that Kimle Rabbi doesn't have to be only in a ma'aseh mechayev. Any ma'aseh that's required for a chayev mamon to happen, if he was chayev misa, it's kilu asoy acher. But where's mechayev from a taisus? That any something you can, if you have a chiyuv, you have some kind of ma'isa, that's not the ma'isa mechayev of the moment. But I need it. I need to do it in order to be chayev moment. It's not the thing that's actually mechayev me, but it's a condition of the chiyuv. And at the time that he did that act, it's a condition of the chiyuv. He was also chayev misa. So Rabbi Krager reads up in the Tosis that's also kimul drama, even though it's not the ma'isa mechayev moment, but it's an act that you need in order to be chayev moment. If somebody else does it, you're not going to be chayev moment. So if he was chayev misa ba'isa shor, then he's potter. That's also kimul drama. So we can say over here also, it's not nechanami. It's not the ma'isel kichas. It's not a ma'isel mechayev. It's a pashut of mamoni gavoch. But in order for it to be a mamoni gavoch, there has to be a ma'isel that transfers the shavius from him to me. And if that ma'isel was b'shas chiyuv misa, then it's kilu asoy acher, and then I don't have any connection to the ma'ano. Has no connection to his hefsid. So, I don't know if she called this my pshat or Bukhber's pshat. I don't know, because Bukhber, I sort of know what I'm saying, and Bukhber, I'm not so sure what he's saying. We'll call it Bukhber's pshat because this sounds better. So we have two mahalchim here in the Chiyuv Nena, Rav Shimon or Bukhber. Rav Shimon learns that it's a ma'aseh mechayev. It's not a mamoni gavoch at all, it's a ma'aseh mechayev. And Baruch Ber learned this much says for sure in Baruch Ber that it's a mamoni gavoch. It's a kind of mamoni gavoch. So I'm saying a hesbir, which maybe Baruch Ber says, maybe he doesn't. I need the ma'isa l'kichas hano in order to be called a transfer of Shabbos. But the chiyuv is because there was a transfer of Shabbos and it's a chiyuv of mamoni gavoch. Avad it pinches out and stand the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin is mechalek between Nen and Mishtashi. But Nen if Matnas Kulin is potter because Mamon Shem Letayvim and Mishtashi for Matnas Kulin is chayev. In Reb Shimon's world, that's the way Reb Shimon explains. That's one of the big basics of Reb Shimon's whole approach. That the difference is that Mishashle is a Mamani Gavach. Nen is not a Mamani Gavach, it's a Maisa Machayev. For a Maisa Machayev, you need a Tfias Mammon, the Kayanim, by Matan Skuna, there's no Tfias Mammon because Mammon Shayn Leitavim. By Mamani Gavach, you don't need a Tfias Mammon. If we say like a Bachaber, that Nen itself is a Tfias Mammon, is a Mamani Gavach. That Nen is the kind of Mamani Gavach. So why if you're nenef matnas kuna you potter, you'll have to say that even from a money gabach you need a tefias moment, and mamon shen leitayvim they can't even come at a money gabach. So how come if it's mishtashli? So why by mishtashli by matnas kuna do you have to pay? So we'll have to say different shat in that gemara, which I think I touched on yesterday. Maybe you say different shat in that gemara, that the gemara means that when it's just a money gabach. Meaning there was a transfer of shavius from the kohen to me, so that's mamon shein l'tayvim. Tough luck, mamon shein l'tayvim. There's no kohen to take me to come and say im emayni gavoch. But when it's mishtashilei, so that means that it's as if Rashi is a lesson over there. It's as if I sold the matnas kuna because I used the matnas kuna to pay my taxes. It's not just that because I ate the matnas kuna, so now I don't have to have supper. Now I can skip supper. or I have a full belly, so I have a hana, and it was a mice that connected. But it's not money in the bank. I could have gone hungry. Like places, I could have gone hungry. It's not money in the bank. So yeah, I have hana, and that hana came from the manuskuna. So this is a transfer of shav yusuf from the manuskuna to me. But it's not like I realized money in the bank. But when I use the manuskuna to pay my taxes, it means there's money in the bank that I got from selling the manuskuna to the IRS. So Rashi calls it, it's like I did schayu with manuskuna. The lashon of Rashi says I did schayu with manuskuna. So the same chiyuv in the scene that I had on manuskuna, I have now on the money. Sounds good in Rashi, like not like a shimon. It's a different word. That when you sell manuskuna, every manuskuna is mamon shein l'taylim. Every time I take off truma, it's mamon shein l'taylim. So how come I have to give it to a kohen? Because it's a mitzvah toyer, you have to give it to a kohen. So anyway, it sounds in Rashi like you're saying that if you take that truma and you sell it, so then, so just like you had a mitzvah to give the truma to a kohen, so now you sold the truma. If you sell the truma, you have a mitzvah to give the money to a kohen. That's a different word entirely. That's like a local word in truma. That when you do schayu with matnas kuna, then you have a chiyuv nesina, a mitzvah nesina on the money that you got from selling matnas kuna. But that's nothing to do with the global rules of mamon shein l'taylim. Mamon shein l'taylim is a p'tur by even by mamaniga. It's going to be again in a second in this week in Bava Kamma. Yeah.
How would Rebbe / Baruch Ber understand the case that Tosus brought of the monkey dying the shirt?
So since there was no maisa, because the maisa is not my kaif, not my animal, so there's no maisa of a maisa of hemta or yahanos gufay, so that I don't see it as, yes, it's true that he's out, he lost some shavius because his paint is gone, and I gained some shavius because I have an orange t-shirt, but since the paint, we don't look at the paint as being banned, the paint is gone, but it happens to be now I have a more expensive t-shirt, but I don't look at the two as, I don't look at it as a transfer of anah. There was some act of God, and now he's out some paint, and now I have a better, more expensive t-shirt, but I don't look at it as being as a transfer. It's not as if the money that he had in the paint, now I have in the t-shirt. In order for me to look at that as a transfer, there has to be some mice in between that makes, some mice that I did, that makes me look at it, that I took his shavius, and I put it into the shavius that he had in the paint, and I put it into my t-shirt. But if I didn't do a mice, then I just look at it two separate things. He's out some paint, and I have a better t-shirt, but I don't have his paint. Paint is gone. So it was the monkey, that's it, just the monkey wrecked some, I look at it as two unrelated events. He had a loss and I had a profit, but I don't look at it as having gone from his pocket to my pocket. Again, if the paint was mamish in the t-shirt, chazus and milso, the Gemara calls, then what's the fairish? Then it's mamish. His paint is in my t-shirt. The vada have to pay him for it. That's like Gerard. That's the whole point of the Gemara. It's not like Gerard. The paint is gone. So it's not like the trees are still here and his trees are in my field. The paint is gone. But it happens to be, the monkey improved my t-shirt. The monkey wrecked his paint and the monkey improved my t-shirt. So finally, I could sue the monkey, but it's, I don't look at it as, and if I could find the owner of the monkey, I could go after him. But the person who owned the paint, he has no claim on it.
It's not considered connected at all.
Not connected at all. The monkeys, what the monkey did can't connect. So now, let's go to the sugya Zenen of Zelichos. Started to talk later yesterday. We have a sugya Gemara, Vayan, Tavchot, and Baba Kamma, Zenen of Zelichos, there is a chayav, a potter, halachas, that is a potter. Now, what's the tzadik shiv chayav? Because he was Nenna. That's Nenna. We just said, we have all the many places in Shas, there's a chayav Nenna. So that's the chayav of Nenna. I was dar b'chotze chaver. It's a maise that I did. So that's one of the ways. So we should have a chiyuv nena. I'm a gavad over the megar. By me, living in the chotzer is ano. If I'm a gavad over the megar, it's not ano. Because I know it has to be ano this moment. I know that has shabbos. It has no shabbos to me. I have a place to sleep. But I'm a gavad over the megar. I'm a guy who doesn't have a. I'm a guy who, you know, I just live in hotels all the time. So if I live one night in chotzer chaver, so I have ano. So that's the tzad I should pay because I'm nena. So what's the tzad? But the halacha is that I'm potter. Why am I potter? Because he's not chaser. He doesn't rent out his chaser anyway, so he's not losing any money. So it's zenen of zelei chaser. Zenen of the chaser is potter. Why is zenen of zelei chaser potter? So one shot is because it's a midas time. The rosh and the tshuva, tzadik nisim in chal tzadik beis, and Taisus and later on above Abbas, you'd base him in base, B'Shem the Ritzva, say the Zen Enev is like Chasser's Potter because Kaifid al Midasheim. So Midasheim, since the Bala Chasser is not out any money, so it's not a Jewish thing that he should go charging people for staying in a Chasser where that he wasn't planning to rent out anyway. So I pointed out yesterday that's totally the machlekes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. Later on, that could base on the base. And the sugya of midastayim is a sugya over there. And there's a machlekes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. I don't want to go through the whole thing again. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but just because the nimrus, Rashi learns that it's any time. Well, maybe I have to go through it again. Just because you have the case, you have Achim, you have brothers, they're inheriting an estate. You have 10 brothers, they're inheriting an estate. We'll make it 2 brothers. 2 brothers are inheriting an estate. And do we have to make a girl? They have to make a girl. Who should get the north? Who should get the south? It happens to be that Reuben has a field of his own that's adjacent to the north. So Reuben wants this. Reuben says to Shimon, why make a girl? And then maybe I'll wind up with the south, which is, it's better for me to have the north. And to you, it doesn't really make a difference. So let's make a so. Just give me the north, and you'll take the south to get the girl. So Rabbi says, "Going to Kaifin al Midastayim." So Shimon should go along because it's a Midastayim to do otherwise. What does Shimon care? It's no skin off Shimon's back anyway. So Shimon has to go along, and Rav Yosef says, "No, you don't say over here Kaifin al Midastayim." Shimon can say, "Malina locha kenichsi de barmerion." If you want the north side, you're going to have to pay for it through your nose, like it was nichsi de barmerion, some expensive, very expensive. A luxurious field. Like Park Avenue property. You want the north, you have to pay for it like Park Avenue property. Otherwise, we make a good. So it's how why? And Aloch is like a Yosef. Where's the fairish? Aloch is like a Yosef. So why is Aloch like a Yosef? So Machlek is Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. What's the svar of a Yosef? So how to read the words of the Gemara, but we're not going to read the Gemara inside. Who knows, maybe it's by some miracle we'll get there, but we'll see. Yeah, if we say Tashutin, which I'm also not 100% sure about after next semester, but maybe we will. So Rashi learns because Shimon could say, look, if I knew for a fact that these two halves were exactly identical and they're always going to be exactly identical and they're totally equal, then you're right. There would be a midastoyim for me not to give you the north. What's the difference? They're virtually identical, but I don't know that for a fact. It may turn out that the northern field may be much better. Maybe it'll get more rain. Maybe it'll, it could turn out that the northern half is much better. So why should I just give it to you? Let's make a girl. Even though the girl doesn't guarantee me the better field either, but that's fine. I want a girl. I want an equal chance. Even though, again, it could be the northern field will be better. It could be the southern field will be better. That's Rabbi's time. Rabbi says, I said, we don't know which one is going to be better, and they both have an equal chance of being better. So what's the difference? But Rav Yosef says, no, Shimon has a right to say, since the din is that they have to be chayluk b'garel, Shimon has a right to say, I want it to be up to the garel who gets it. But that way I won't have to kick myself if I wind up with the worst field. If it be a garel, I'll have nobody to blame. But if I'm going to give you my lottery ticket, and my lottery ticket winds up winning the lottery, so I'm going to kick myself for the rest of my life. So I don't want that. I want a garel. That's a Rashi learns the Gemara. So it comes out according to Rashi that if the two halves really are virtually identical, the Gemara has... Where Rashi reads the Gemara has other cases where they are mamish virtually identical, then in the Chanami, then there's Midastayim. Then Kaifin al Midastayim, even Rav Yosef agrees. Rabbeinu Tam learns different. Rabbeinu Tam learns the two halves of the fields are identical. The only difference between the two halves of the fields is that Reuben wants the northern half more, because it's near his field. But that itself, Rav Yosef says, takes off the Midastayim. Because Shimon could say to Reuben, why should I give you the northern half? And then I'm not going to make any money. So you want the northern half so much that I want a Gerel, because then maybe I'll get the northern half, and then I can turn around and sell it to you for a lot of money. And I want that. And that's not Midastayim. Even though it wasn't money that Shimon was planning on ever making. Like, you know, before Reuben came with this tithe, it's just an equal field. Two fields, they make a girl. But it doesn't matter. Now Shimon says, Reuben's tithe over here, that he's a bar mitzvah, is Shimon's business opportunity. Because he can now turn around, if he's lucky in the girl, he'll get the northern half, he can sell it to Reuben for a lot of money. So he says, that's it, business is business, that's not a Midastayim. So the Rosh himself says that Lafi Rabbeinu Tam. So Zen Enev is the Rosh says, so what's with Zen Enev Zalichasa? Why is Zen Enev Zalichasa Potter? And the Rosh assumes it's Potter because Midastayim, that the Rosh takes for granted. And why is Zen Enev Zalichasa Potter? Because Kain Fidel Midastayim. Says the Rosh, why? What do you mean Midastayim? Why is this a Midastayim? Why can't the Bala Chotzer say, yes, it's true, I wasn't planning to rent out the Chotzer. I had no plans to rent out the Chotzer. But now that you slept there, I can make money. I could charge you rent for the night that you spent there. I wasn't looking for it, but now that it's here, it's a business opportunity. So that's not Midastayim. But the Gemara says, then there's the Chotzer's Potter, and the Rosh thinks it's Potter because of Midastayim. So the Rosh says that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong, and he agrees with Rashi. Okay, so what does Rabbeinu Tam do? So Pashup Shad is that Rabbeinu Tam will hold it in Chanami. The Gemara has nothing to do with Midas Taim. Zen Erev Lechos has nothing to do with this Midas Taim. It's a different tour entirely. And those who were here for Ketzer HaRegel, when we learned through the Sugis of Ketzer, was anybody here for Ketzer HaRegel? Oh, yeah, not like that. So when we learned through the Sugis of Ketzer HaRegel, we saw that in the Taisusin over there, in the Sugis of Zen Erev Lechos, we're not going to go into it now in that level, but when we learned through the Sugis of Zen Erev Lechos with all the Taisusin in detail, we had a lot of riots of Taisus's Taka and not learning that it's Hasmi Midas Taim. Goes like Rabbeinu Tam. It's not us midas time. There's some other reason why Zen Enev is like Chaser is Potter. Yeah, but now we have to know what is that other reason. Like if we're not going to use the theory of midas time, then why should Zen Enev is like Chaser be Potter? You're nice, he's Nene. So why? Who needs a Chisor in order to be Chayim Mishum Nene? So Reb Shimon says, based on the Moran Chulin that we've been talking about, that since it says in the Moran Chulin, that in order to be that if you nene from Matnas Kuna you're potter because it's Mammon Shein L'Tovim. So you see that nene needs a tefiyas Mammon. Right, Mammon Shein L'Tovim, you're potter if you nene. If you nene from Matnas Kuna, since there's no kayan that could sue you, so you're potter because you need a tefiyas Mammon. Even though it happens to be, you were taka nene from money that doesn't belong to you. You were nene from Zoyel Chayam Kev, it's not yours, it belongs to the Kehanim. But since there's no kohen who could be tevei you and based in, so you're potter, because you need a tefias moment to be chayim and shum nene. Reb Shimon said the whole bet has been. Well, anyway, never mind the hezber. That says beferish in Gemara. Says Reb Shimon that the reason why zenene is like chaser is potter is because if you're not chaser, you can't be tevei and based. That's good for the bayah. The person who's not chaser, does he have the ability to be tevei? And the halacha is no. Zenev is chaser is potter. If you're not chaser, then you can't make it. You can't be tovei as somebody if you're not chaser. Nothing to do with midastayim. To be called a tovei, it's like mamon shein l'tovim. If you're not chaser, you're not a tovei. And if you're not a tovei, then there's no tovei of nene. As far as it goes, Rav Avraham could also say that now. It's a beferish gemara that nene mi matnas kunas potter. That says beferish gemara in chulin. No, never. Regardless of how we understand nene, if we understand nene like Rav Shimon, that it's a nice machayev. We understand nene like Rav Bochver, that it's a kind of mamoni gamoch. Kach. But it says gemara in chulin that if you nene from matnas kunas you're potter, because it's mamon shein l'tayv. So you see that you need a tefias mamon to be chayev from that. You need a tefias mamon to be chayev mishum nene. So. Say Reb Shimon's pshat, the Zen Enev is like chaser is potter, because if you're not chaser, if the Baal HaChatzer is not chaser, then he doesn't have the standing to make a tefias mamon. And if he doesn't have the standing to make a tefias mamon, then the fellow who is dor in the chaser is potter from the hanah. Even though he was nene, so what? If you nene from Matnas Kuna, you're also nene, but you need a tefia. And since this guy was chaser, he can't be tevei. That's Reb Shimon's pshat. But it works for Bachmer too, as far as this goes, that in Zen Enev the Chaser Potter. Zen Enev is the Chaser is Potter, so we have so far two theories. According to the Ritzvah and the Rosh, Zen Enev the Chaser is Potter doesn't be the same. And according to Reb Shimon, Zen Enev is the Chaser is Potter because it becomes like Mom and Shein L'Tayvim. Without a Chisorin, there's no Tfiyah.
Why can't
you
make it Tfiyah that he's losing out on potential money? Even though he's not Chaser, he would have made money if he could.
That's good for the buyer. That's proof of the bayah, but the maskana of the Gemara is that for me to be teveyu, I have to have a chisaron. If I don't have a chisaron, I can't be teveyu.
But for Rabbeinu Tam, it says you are able to.
It's not me the stoim. It's not me the stoim. Money is money, but for me to be teveyu, by the way, so why don't you say the same thing by the girl? Why don't you say since Shimon is not chaser, So what right does he have to refuse to Reuven? The answer is, and Rukubi Taisus speaks this out in Baba Kama, depending on how you understand the Taisus over there, that there is different. You don't, Shimon has a right to be Tevei Agoril. He doesn't need to show a Chisorin to be Tevei Agoril. He has a right to be Tevei Agoril just by virtue of the Shutfus. Every Shutf has a right to be Tevei Agoril. For that, you for sure don't need a Chisorin. That's the normal thing to do with the girl, with the chalukah, is you make a girl. So there, Shimon could certainly be to be a girl. Like, he doesn't need to come out of some kind of special chisar. So he's to be a girl, and it's not a midas time, because business is business. But over here, in order for here, the Baal HaChatzu wants to take the fellow who lived in his chatzu to Beis Din and be to be him the hanah. It's true, it's a business opportunity, but it's a business opportunity to get back from suing people. You know, being able to sue people. Donald Trump did this business. That's true. Suing people is a business opportunity. But the normal way it works is to sue somebody. You can't sue somebody as a business opportunity. To sue somebody, you have to have a reason to sue him. And the maskana of the Gemara is that if you're not chassid, you don't have a reason to sue him.
But isn't the normal thing to not be in someone else's chatzer? The normal thing is to keep to your own chatzer. So if you're going out of his way to be in the other person's chatzer, that seems.
But it doesn't matter. But since the Baal HaChatzer is not chassid, so if he's not chassid, if he can't show a chisaron, then he doesn't have a standing. I don't know if it's really exactly comparable, because it's always dangerous to compare secular law to... But in secular law, it's for sure this way. If you want to sue somebody in court, you have to show a loss. Yeah.
Reason's question, wouldn't it just be because it then would be a problem?
No, because I'm not talking about... If I want to be to him as a mazik, I don't want to be to him as a mazik. I want to be to him as a... Also, there's no grama. I have no hezek. The grama would be if it was a chotzer to Ovid Lamega that I normally rent out. And because he's there, I couldn't rent it out. So the place speaks out, that's a grama. I can't be Terei Mas Masik, only as Nene. But at least I have a chisar. So I have a chisar, and so I can be Terei Mas Nene. But if I don't have a chisar, because it's not a chotzer to Ovid Lamega, so I don't have any chisar. I didn't lose anything. But I didn't lose anything, so it's true. He was Nene. Okay, he was Nene. But I can't go after him, because to go after him, I have to have a Tfiyas Mammon, and I don't have a Tfiyas Mammon if I'm not chosin. That's Rav Shimon is Mazvah. Rav Shimon goes further, and this already only Rav Shimon could say, Rav Achmer could not say. Rav Shimon goes further and says that Meila will be cholok in Mishtar Shilei and Nene. Nene, you have to have a Tfiyas Mammon, so if I'm not chosin, I can't go after a Nene. But in Mishtar Shilei, I don't have to be chosin. Lu Yitzur, you'd have a case in Mishtar Shilei. For that, you don't need a chisar, based on his reading of the Gemara in Chulin. That he learns the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara is mechalik between Nene, which is not a Mamayni Gaboch, and Mishtashli, which is a Mamayni Gaboch. So if you're Nene from Matnas Kuna, you're Potter because it's Mamayni Shein L'Tayvim. But if you're Mishtashli with Matnas Kuna, like with the money, with the taxes, so then you do have to pay. Why? So if Shimon learned Tabshat in the Gemara, because Nene is not a Maisa Mechayev, so you need a Tfiyas Mamayn. But Mishtashli is Mamayni Gaboch. Mamayni Gaboch doesn't need a Tfiyas Mamayn. I said before, there's another way to learn the Gemara in Chulin. Maybe it's a special din by Matnas Kuna. There's a mitzvah nesina. If you sell Matnas Kuna, the mitzvah nesina transfers to the money. But Rav Shimon understood the Gemara in Chulin l'shitosai, because Rav Shimon learns that Nen is not a Mamayni Gaboch, and Mishtashli is a Mamayni Gaboch. So he's able to learn the Gemara in Chulin that the Gemara is saying, for Nene, you need a Tfiyas Mammon. For Mishtashli, you don't need a Tfiyas Mammon. That only works. Maybe I put my marker in to use it for something. In the Gemara in Chulin, it says, Nene mi matnas kuna is potter. But mishtashi from matnas kuna, which was the case of the taxes, is chayev. So what's the difference? So Rav Shimon says in Shaya Isha, because Nene is a maisim achayev, and a maisim achayev needs a tefiyas mamon. But Mishtashli is a Mamayni Gaboch. I have money in the bank. And that does not need a Tfiyas Mammon. That's how Shimon understands the Gemara Chulin, based on his assumption that Nene is a Maisa Mechayim. It's not a Mamayni Gaboch. If you say like a Barber, like I want to say that maybe Nene is a Mamayni Gaboch, so you have to understand this distinction differently. So I had a different theory. That Nene, I mean, Matnas Kuna is Potter, because even Mamayni Gaboch needs a Tfiyas Mammon. Mishtashli from Matnas Kuna is Chayev, because there's a special idea that if you sell matnas kuna, it's chalachia a mitzvah nesina. I will call it a mitzvah nesina al adamim. That's a special din by matnas kuna. Matnas kuna is a mitzvah to give it to a kohen. So if you sell the matnas kuna, so then there's a mitzvah nesina and the money to give it to a kohen. In Rashi, I think over there it's more mashmalah. So then it's a local thing by matnas kuna. It's not relevant to other dinei hatorah. But so that's how, let's say, Rabbi Bochavez is going to have to understand the Gemara in Chulin. But the Rabbi Shimon understand the Gemara in Chulin that for Nene, that's a Maisa Mechayev, it needs a Tvias Mammon. But Mishtar Shile, that's Memoinigabach doesn't need a Tvias Mammon. So based on that, Rabbi Shimon explains very beautifully something that's very much Negeh in our Sugya. Because the Gemara says in Baba Kama, and it's the last parents in our Gemara, in our Sugya as well. What's the difference between Tanakama and Rav Yosi? Tanakama says the makif is chaver migimel ruchos is potter. Apparently, if you makif midal ruchos you chayev. Rav Yosi says the omad v'goder is Ravi is chayev midal gomel avos akhel. So Rav Yosi sounds exactly the same as the Tanakama. Ma'iko, what's the difference? So Agamar has three teyutzim, and in the last teres there's two gersoys. The Goyim's gersoy and Rashi and Taisus gersoy. We haven't started Agamar yet, but this. But the last teres in our Gemara, the way Rashi and Tosfos agrees, and the Gemara in Baba Kama for Dava Poshut says that the difference is that according to the Tana Kama, even if the makif was makif midalad ruchos, he's chayef. Whereas according to Rav Yosi, it's only if the nikif was goder esevias, so it's goder daiked the nichalei, so then you chayef. But if the makif was goder from dalad ruchos, then you pot. So the Gemara in Baba Kama thinks that the issue of that this is an issue of Zenene is Lechosa. Because the Makif is not Chosa. We're talking a minute why, but the Makif is not Chosa, but the Nikif is Nene. So the one wants to be right first from the Tanakama. Tanakama says that if the Makif is greater from Dal Ruchas, the Nikif is Chayev. The Tzerayah is Zenene is Lechosa is Chayev. No, it's different because the makif can say the nikif that I am choser. Ato garam tuli akef yisayim. Then the Gemara turns around and brings your eye the other way around from Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says only Omer nikif is chayim. Omer makif is potter. So Rai Zenenev the choser is potter. Gemara is doiche. No, maybe Zenenev the choser is really chayim. But the makif can, but the nikif can say that lididi shoveli lididi choser sagili binetrusa bazuzo. Let's say Pashim Zad, I'm not even a nen. I don't need a wall at all. I could just hire somebody to watch for Azus. That's the Gemara. So, in other words, the Gemara's point of departure is that the case of Makif and Nikif, if you Makif is Chaver and Midal Ruchosov, is a case of Zenenev Zalechosov. So then it sounds like Tanakamo Zenenev Zalechosov is Chayev, and Rav Yosi holds Zenenev Zalechosov is Potter. The Gemara is Doich in both directions. So, Isis asks, and again, this is again now in the Sugya Baba Kama, because this is going to be in Agamor. This is the last Teres in Agamor also. So Tosfos asks, if Makiv is according to Rabbi Yosi, if the reason why Rabbi Yosi says that Makiv is Chaver Midal Ruchosov is Potter, because Zenenev is Lechosov is Potter, so why is Omad Nikif any different? Rabbi Yosi agrees that if it's Omad Nikif a God, there is a Rabbi Yismagagum Lilis Apel. What does Omad Nikif give me? What does Omad Nikif help? So he's going to die to the Nikolai. So what's his place? Every nen is nichalei. Dar b'chotz chaver shalim midaitei. You don't think he's nichalei? He's nichalei to be dar b'chotz chaver. That's why he did it. So of course he's nichalei to be nen. He went into chotz chaver. He spent the night. Obviously he's nichalei to be nen. So what? He's potter because then nen was lechoser is potter. So if makiv is chaver, we're going to look at it as a case of zenen was lechoser. But that's what Moshe says. It's a case of zenen was lechoser, and that's why I'm on my makiv is potter. That's how the Gemara wants to explain the basic initially. That the reason why Rabbi Yosi patters by Omad Makif is because it's Zenen and Lechoser is Potter. And that's maybe even a maskana, because we pass in like Rabbi Yosi, and we pass in Zenen and Lechoser is Potter. So that might be even the Emes. Whereas Doich is not Muchuch, maybe Rabbi Yosi owes Zenen and Lechoser is Chayiv, but he can say that he's Sagan and Trusa Bazuzo. That's the Bidoicha, that maybe he owes Zenen and Lechoser is Chayiv. The maskana is Zenen and Lechoser is Potter. And the Loch is like Rabbi Yosi, so that could be even the Emes of Shad. That Omad Makif is Potter because Zenenev is Lechoser is Potter. So what changes when it's Omad Nikif? Who cares that it was Golidai to the Nichol? Rashi Gloshen is Golidai to the Nichol Behetev. Who cares if it's Nichol in the Hekev? That's every Nenev. So Taisa says, no, Rashi's wrong. It doesn't mean nichalei behekeif. It means nichalei behitzois. He was megalav das that he's nichalei to spend money on a wall. Taisa, very obscure. So what? So what? So fine. That you don't have a dor b'chatzah. That's true. The dor b'chatzah chaveri, he wasn't nichalei to spend money. You don't see that he's nichalei to spend money. If he wasn't nichalei to spend money, he would have gone to a hotel. So you see, that you don't see. But over here, he's nichalei. We see the nikif is nichalei to spend money. But how does that change anything? At the end of the day, why are you being mechayev? If you want to be mechayev, mas nene. You're not being mechayev because he's nichalei to spend money. You're being mechayev because he's a nene. But it's a nene if it's like chaser, it's potter. And here it's a nene if it's like chaser. So what is nitaisif in the fact that he's nichalei to spend money? It's very not clear, this taisif. Zaktiv Shimon, she tossed it. It only works in Reb Shimon's whole scheme. So Reb Shimon says, based on this distinction, we see in the Gemara in Chulin that by a regular nene, you need a tefias moment. That's why the chaser, if zenene or the chaser is butter, because it lacks on the tefias moment. But by Mishtar Shilei, you learn something in the Gemara in Chulin, and that's in Memani Gabach. By Memani Gabach, you don't need a tefias moment. That's why by Matmas Kulin and Mishtar Shilei, you have to pay. So he says, if the nikif was megaladas, that he's nichalei to spend money, so then that means that the makif saved the nikif money. Because we see the nikif he wants solim so much that he's going to spend money on them. So if the makif hadn't done it, the nikif would have done it. So the nikif is richer in the bank. That's mishtar shilei. Oh, mishtar shilei. Mishtar shilei doesn't need a tefias moment. If it doesn't need a tefias moment, then I don't need the makif to be chaser. That's Rav Shimon L'shitosa learned pshat in the Taisus. It only works with Shimon L'shitosa that Nen is not a Memeini Gabach and Mishtashli is a Memeini Gabach, and that's pshat in Baruch Chulin that Nen is not a Memeini Gabach. You need it for his moment. That's why you need Chosef. Mishtashli is a Memeini Gabach. That doesn't need it for his moment. You don't like a Bach bread and that Mahalach and Taisus is not available. Yes, then we're gonna have to think through. We get through the sugya in the last terms of the Gemara. What's talking the difference between Oman Makiv and Oman Nikiv? One of the big issues in the sugya.
If this
whole is sort of from Shimon, or regular case in Gemara Makama, or Adal Rechatzah Haveri Shlomi Daito, right. Which the Gemara says the Gavras of the Megar would have paid. Why is that not Mishtar Shlei?
So, because
that's like, I think that's like the Tosis, that eating supper is not Mishtar Shlei because he could have fasted.
We could have not stopped.
He could have stopped on a park bench. So he doesn't have money in the bank. Rav is Nenet. It's a Hanos moment. He's willing to pay money for the Hanos. So it's Hanoz moment. It's not Mishtashu.
Is it a
Matriyan
or Shimon that Rashi understands that Nan and Mishtar share the same thing?
Where do you see that in Rashi?
Rashi and Dalav and Getes.
Well, you have to tell me what you're talking about.
I was quoted in Lufuti Rashi on the side of Chulin, but Rashi explains Mishtar she as Nan.
Okay, I don't know. I have to see the Rashi inside it. Okay, so that's maybe another possibility how to understand Zenen of Zlechasa. So we have so far basically three, depending how you want to divide up, how to understand the din of Zenen of Zlechasa. We have the Rosh and the Ritzvah, then it's a Midas Tzayin. Take that on Midas Tzayin. We have possibility number two, of Shimon, that the reason why Zenen of Zlechasa is Potter is because Nen needs a Tfiyas Nen. And Nen needs a tefias moment. That's the Feirish Nimor in Chulin, that everybody agrees. It says in Chulin that Nen needs a tefias moment. Nen, if a matnas kun is potter, because moment shen l'tayim. And Reb Shimon therefore suggests that to have a tefias moment, maybe you need to be chaser. And if you're not chaser, you can't have a tefias moment. Reb Shimon l'shitosa gets some miles out of that to explain the difference between Oman Makiv and Oman Nikiv. That part's only Reb Shimon. That won't work in the other Malach, in the Bach Rez Malach. There might be another possibility. Rashi over there in Baba Kama, and Chofam at Beis, towards the top, the Dibur Maskel is Mishalemis Masha Nenis. It's one of the Gemara's over there is, oh yeah, okay, good. The Gemara over there is bringing a Raya that Zenenev is Lechoser is Chayef. One of the Rayas, it's Gemara's Deich eventually. Where the Rashi is not so important. The Pechasig, the Gemara is being done. Brings a Raya, and then the Chosr is Chayev. Says Rashi, Alma, Alma basar hana'a azlinum. You see that we go basar the hana'a. It says in Rashi that the issue of saying that it was like chaser is, do you go after the, do you go basar the hana'a? So then he was nana, yachayev. Or do you go after the chisaron? He wasn't chaser, so you're part. The loss of Rashi. That the issue of Zenene of the Chaser is, what do we go after? What do we look at? Do we look at the fact that he was Nene? Or do we look at the fact that he wasn't a Chaser? That's a strange loss. In the theories that we had so far, that's a very weird loss. It certainly doesn't sound like that it's an issue of Midas Stein. If you learn that the issue of Zenene of the Chaser is Chayav Apotter, is a Midas Stein Chayav. Is it a Midas Stein? About his Nene, he should be chayav, but maybe it's a midas time to take him to court over. So that's not a shalad. Do you go after the hanoah? Do you go after that? But you went chaser. That's what you call it. I'm a boser hanoah as lean, and you see, you go after the hanoah. What does that have to do? About it, it's a nene. There's no question. Nene is not the shalad. The shalad is, but since you weren't chaser, is it a midas time or not? Say alma is not a midas time, or alma is a nene of the chaser is chayav. But what do you mean alma boser hanoah as lean? About it doesn't fit. But it doesn't fit either, I think, in Reb Shimon's, the Lashon of Rashi. Maybe you don't have to, maybe it's how much to build on this Rashi, but if we take this Lashon of Rashi, seriously, I don't think it sounds like Reb Shimon either. According to Reb Shimon also, Abadi was Nene. The Shad is, can you be today him? So that's called Alma Basar Hanoah Azlinah Zenene with the Chaser is Chayev, because we go Basar Hanoah, and Zenene with the Chaser is Potter, because we don't go Basar Hanoah, we go Basar the Chisar. That's not the issue. About it is Nene. There's no question. Nene. He was Nene. The shaila is, can you be Tevayim? Is there a Tvias Mammon? Is this lack of chisaron an impediment to having a Tvias Mammon? Listen, Rashi, it has a different ring, this Rashi. It has a different, Nachum was here, the klang, the ring, the klang of Rashi is something else entirely. Do you go after the Hano, or do you go after the chisaron? That's it. So, I think, to me, it's mashma to me that Rashi is saying, again, we're building a lot on this one little throwaway line in Rashi, but it's Rashi. It seems to me that Rashi understood that the issue is like this, that Rashi understood this, is taka m'mayni gamach. It's not like that. The Rashi taka understands that the chiyuv of nene is m'mayni gamach. That if I'm nene from your nechosim, so there's a transfer of shavius from you to me. Of course, it has to be shavius a moment. If I have hanoah that's not worth any money, I'm a gavra de loyal de mega. I have a home to, I have a bed to sleep in. I have a dorm room. I don't really need it. So maybe I enjoy, you know, maybe I enjoy crashing a hotel room. And it's nice, but it's not hanoah's moment. It has to be hanoah's moment. It has to be a gavra de mega. Hanos Mammon, but whereas Hanos Mammon, so then we look at it that the Mammon is of Hanos, transferred from you to me. B'mayni gaboch. So the classic case of Nene would be where it's Zen Nene for Zeh Chaser, because then it's Mammon by you and it's Mammon by me. The Dira in the Chaser, let's say, if it's a Chaser, it's Ovid Lamegar and a Gavad Ovid Lamegar. So the Dira in the Chaser is Mammonistic by the Bala Chaser. And it's mominous by the bala, by the door. So then when the door sleeps in the chatzar and keeps out other people from being able to sleep in the chatzar, so there's been a transfer of shavius from the bala chatzar to the door. So that's a regular, classic, unquestionable case of Nene, but the idea behind it is that a shavius of mammon went from the bala chatzar to the door. Again, it's not a regular mazik because it's only grama, but in terms of, but there was a shavius over here that he's been chaser, he's been depleted of the shavius, the bala chaser, because he didn't rent out the chaser tonight, which otherwise he would have been able to. And I've accrued a shavius because I had the hanov of having a place to sleep that night. So that's a transfer of shavius. In the case where Zen Nenev is Eloi chaser, so on the one hand, by the door, he has a shavius of moment. He got a shavius of moment. But on the other hand, by the Balabala Chatzar, since he wasn't Chatzar anything, so he didn't lose any Shabbos. So the Shaila is maybe then, What do we look at to determine? There has to we have to look at the dira as a shavius. In order to say we have to look at the dira as some kind of shavius that the dor got from the bala chotza, a mamonistic shavius. Well, by the bala, by the dor, it is a shavius, but by the bala chotza, it's not a shavius. This dira. So what do we look at it? Do we say it's a shavius that the dor got a shavius from the bala chotza, or do we say no, maybe it's not a shavius since? Whose point of view do we take? Do we go boss of the nene? Well, from his point of view, what he got was a shabbos. And who did he get it from? He got it from the chotzer. So he got shabbos out of the chotzer into his pocket. Doesn't matter that the bala chotzer maybe wasn't chotzer. Maybe by the bala chotzer it's not a loss of shabbos. But it's a gain of shabbos by the door, and he got that shabbos from the chotzer. So it's a shabbos that he took out of the chotzer. No, it wasn't worth anything to the bala chotzer, true, but it's worth something to him. So it's still cool that he got shabbos out of the chotzer. So that's bosser and nene aslina, bosser and aslina. You would say, no, maybe Boser Chisarin has Linen. Since it has no Shavius, this deer has no Shavius by the Bala Chotzer, so then maybe I don't look at it as Shavius that came out of the Chotzer. It's a Shavius that the Dor generated on his own, but I don't look at it as having come from the Chotzer, because for the Bala Chotzer, it's not a Shavius of Mammon, because he doesn't rent out his Chotzer. No, I think it works with the Hanocha that Nen is a Chiyuv of Mammoni Gavoch. That there's a transfer of shavius, and then the bayov zenenev lechoser is here. We have something that it's a shavius from one point of view, but it's not a shavius from the other point of view. From the point of view of the dor of the nene, it's a hanov shavius, but from the point of view of the mahane, it's a hanov that has no shavius. So how do I look at it? I look at it as a transfer of shavius, and that's the bayov zenenev lechoser. Maskan is zenenev lechoser is potter, because since for the bala chotzer it's not a shavius. So I don't look at it as a transfer of Shabbos. I look at it as a Shabbos that the Nene got, but he didn't get it from the Bala Chotzer, because by the Bala Chotzer, the Dira has no Shabbos. I think that's, to me, that's the ring of this Rashi. Do we go Bosu the Hano or Bosu the Chisar?
Could it be that for Shemin Shkab, Shai and Rashi would be that we want to determine if the Bala Chotzer is a good Toveah? So the Shaila is, do we focus on the fact that the guy living there got Hano? Or do we focus on the fact that there was no chisarim to the Bala Chatzar? So if either man delmar is zainan or zavah chatzar is chayev, you go basar or not, even though the maisa there was no chisarim for the Bala Chatzar, the fact that he got hana from the chatzar.
I hear, could be.
And that's why for chulin it's still be bishmak that even though there is hana, there isn't no toveh. So both man delmar would agree.
I hear. You want to say maybe we could read Rav Shimon into it. Maybe we could read Rav Chaim Rav Shimon. Maybe. But I think there's a Rebbe learning it the way I want
it. Definitely more than
yeah, I think the simplest reading of the Rashi is. That's what he's saying. Is it a Mamani Gabbah? I have to see this Rashi that you're telling me. This is the Rashi somewhere.
I have it for
me
once.
Okay.
It's the same case as the Gemara and Chulin Koflam and Aleph. Rashi's comment on the line, Shani Hassan to come to Starshi. Rashi writes, Hare nana mehem shaporeya chovo. Hilkaf le'inin isur chayev emaser. Miyu gabe eved knasa. And then he explains the local case they're dealing with in Gittin.
So it's mishtashle and he calls mishtashle nana.
He says, Hare nana mehem shaporeya chovo.
I hear. Rashi talking about mishtashle and uses lots of nana. Maybe that's just a siyua that Rashi learns that nana is a mamani gabach.
Yeah.
Right. So I think maybe I want to point out something, and maybe it works out well. Rashi and Tosis l'shitaso. I mean, not Rashi. Well, how do I know the Tosis is not this way? Yeah, maybe this Tosis learns too. Maybe I want to make a Rashi and Tosis l'shitaso. So I need to figure out how do I know the Tosis doesn't have this malach. I know it. For Pshuto, I know it from. I only know it from Rav Shimon. If you learn Tais like Rav Shimon, that the Tchila, you know, Nichale by Tzais means that it's Mishtashile. So then Tais is Rav Shimon. Then Tais is learning Gemara, then Nen is not a Mishtashile. And that's good for the Chilik of signing of Nichale by Tzais. Omid Nikif and Omid Makif. Omid Makif, he's not Chaser, but it's only Nen, so you have to be Chaser. Omid Nikif is Nichale by Tzais. That's Mishtashile. That's Memeini Gabach. By Memeini Gabach, you don't need a Chisar. And that would already be with Rav Shimon. That Nen is not a Mamani Gabach, Mishashli is a Mamani Gabach. So if Rav Shimon's reading of Tosis is correct, certainly Gishmak, so then I see Tosis is more like Rav Shimon. So the issue in the Gemara is that you have to be Chosser in order to be Teveya. To be Teveya, somebody you have to be Chosser. And So in other words, you don't have the ability to be Tevei. You need a Tevias moment. You have to be Tevei, you have to be Chaser. But that's only by Nenna, not by Mishtashua. And Rashi, I think, is mashma this other way. That Nenna is also Mamayni Gavoch. But the shaila is, how do you measure Boser Nenna as Lina and Boser Chaser as Lina by going after the Nenna or by the Mahana? How do you determine if it's a Hanos moment that's being transferred? So two Nukudas that maybe are connected to this. The Gemara over there says in Baba Kama, Pecha Dvarim, where is the case? The case doesn't have to detain us. The Gemara is a case where somebody is living in, having a bias and aliyah, and the whole house fell down, and the Bala bias is supposed to build it up, and that's his responsibility, and he has to build his bias so the other guy can build the aliyah on top of it. I have a two-story building. One guy owns the bottom, one guy owns the top. The whole thing collapsed. So the din is that the Bala bias has to rebuild his house in order that the Bala aliyah should be able to build his house on top of it. But the Bala bias is dragging his feet. So the Bala aliyah builds the house, the first story, for him. So he has to get reimbursed. And meanwhile, he lives in the bias. And then after he gets reimbursed for the bias, then he goes and he builds the aliyah. But meanwhile, he's living in the house. So the Gemara treats that as a case of Zen Nenna, wants to say it's a case of Zen Nenna v'Zelei Chosa. Because the Bala aliyah has hanor that he's living in somebody else's house. And he's not Choser, the Bala bias is not Choser because he has to build this house anyway. It's his chiyuv to build this house. So anyway, it's a case of Zen Nenna v'Zelei Chosa. And there's a shala, there's the Bala aliyah who's living now downstairs in the Bala bias' house that he built for him. Does he have to pay rent? Does he have to pay rent? And more things, that's totally Zen Nenna v'Zelei Chosa. And it's Machlekes Tanoim, so again, each time, there's a raya to one way or the other. The Rabbi Tanakhama says, you don't have to pay rent. Oh, it's a raya, Zen Nenev Zlei Choser is Potter. Rabbi Yudah says, you do have to pay rent. It's a raya, Zen Nenev Zlei Choser is Chayev. Rabbi Yudah says, the way the Gemara is Doichel Raya from Rabbi Yudah, it sounds like Rabbi Yudah Zen Nenev Zlei Choser is Chayev. Rabbi says, no, it's not a raya. Zen Nenev Zlei Choser is Potter. But there it's different because you have Shachurisa Da'ash Yosef. Shachurisa Da'ash Yosef means that when the Bala Aliyah is living, he builds this house, now it's a spanking new house. But he built for the Bala Bayis. Bala Bayis is supposed to build it for himself. He built it for him. Now he's living there. His living there takes off the newness. You know, it's a spanking new apartment. Now a guy lives there for 6 months. It's not the same as it was when it was spanking new. The walls aren't quite as white. You know, he ran the fireplace. The walls get darkened a little bit. So there's a certain chisaron that the Bala Bayis has from the Bala Aliyah living in his house. So it's not called Zen Nenev v'Zelei Choser. It's Zen Nenev v'Zelei Choser. So Taisha says, this is more on Chacham Beis. Taisha in the next Amud, Chacham Aleph says that for Dabar Pashut, he says that the Shacharisa Da'ash Yosef, the Chisaron, is much less than the rent. The Hanoah, which is the rent, is much more than the Shacharisa Da'ash Yosef. It's the amount that the house is degraded, depreciated, that's what it's depreciated. The house is depreciated, that's what we're saying. But the fact that somebody lived there for 6 months, the house got depreciated. So Tosfos of Dabar Pashut, the depreciation, the chesaron, is not nearly as much as the hanoah, as the rent. So Tosfos says, you see from there that Zen Nenev is Zei Choser is potter. You need to have Zen Nenev is Zei Choser to be chay. But the chesaron does not have to be as great as the hanoah. As long as you have any degree of chesaron, that's enough to be tevei the whole hanoah. And most Rishonim say the same thing. They read it into this Gemara of Shacharisa Da'ash Yosef. The Rama is chaylik. The Rama says, no, that you're only Shacharisa Da'ash Yosef, that's the amount of the chisaron, that's the amount that you can charge, that you chayim mishum nenev, because the nenev, the chosr is potter. So the nenev is the chosr, since the nenev is the loy chosr is potter, so the nenev is the yes chosr, is only chayiv to the amount of the chisaron, but not more than the chisaron. Rashi is sosum by Shachrisa Da'ash Yosef. Rashi is sosum. He just says that he's chaser because of Shachrisa Da'ash Yosef. He's chaser. Maybe it's a little bit mash, but just from Rashi's silence that he holds like the Ramah, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm biased already. But Tosfos for sure holds the other way. Most Rishonim hold the other way. So I thought it'll depend on this. If you learn that the reason why you need a chisaron is the way I want to say in Rashi, because really the chiyuv of nenev is in the mamayni gavoch, but it has to be a hanoah. It's a transfer of shavus. But the thing is, to look at it as a transfer of Shavuos, by the Nene, it's a Shavuos. By the Mahane, it's not a Shavuos. So maybe that's not cool, that there was a, that he got a Shavuos among. Is that cool? Do we go after the Nene or we go after the Mahane? So then, Chayr, it's still a Poshut, that if it's worth less by the Mahane than by the Nene, and since Halachas, we go after the Mahane, we don't go after the Nene. That's the way, in Rashi's terminology. Zenene is the Choser, is Chayiv, wouldn't be because we go after the Nene. Halachas and Nene is the Choser, is Potter, because we don't go after the Nene, we go after the Mahane. If by the Mahane, it's not a Momen, it's not a Shavuos of Momen, then there's no transfer of Shavuos. So what if it is a Shavuos by the Mahane, but not as much as by the Nene? By the Mahane, it's a Shavuos of $5. And by the Nene, it's a Shavuos of $100. If we go after the Mahane, if that's the pshat, we don't go bust to the Nene, we go after the Mahane, we look at it as being a Shavuos because it's a Shavuos by the Mahane. Well, by the Mahane, it's only a Shavuos of $5. So how much Shavuos transferred? $5 worth. So about it would be like the Ramah, you only have to pay $5. If I'm right in Rashi, then I think it would come out that Rashi holds like the Ramah. Tosis on the other end, and this may be a right, that Tosis is not the way I'm learning. That Tosis who says, and most Rishayim, who say that a little bit of chisorin goes a long way. With a little bit of a chisorin, you could be today a lot of hano. If the pshat was that it's really a mamonig abach, and we go both to the mahana to determine if it's a shavuos, it wouldn't make any sense. If you learn like the other theories, be the stein for sure it works. As long as I'm a chaser a little bit, it's not a mita stein for me to be today. You know, my house is depreciation. That's not a mita stein. Once I'm a today, I can be today the whole rental. And if you learn the Reb Shimon's kind of mahalach. You have to have a chisor in order to have a right to be tereya. I have a chisor, so that gives me a standing. Now I can be tereya. Once I'm tereya for the whole anon. Once I have the ability to be tereya because I'm a chos, I need to be a chos. Otherwise, who am I to be? I can't be. I don't have a tfiyas mamon. But if I have a tfiyas mamon, then I can come. If I have a chisor, then I can be tereya. And how much am I tereya? I'm tereya mas nene. Well, nene is whatever he was nene. So even a little bit of chisor allows me tereya the whole anon. I thought this should be this. I think from that the Ramah very likely is learning the way I want to learn in Rashi. Rashi's silence could very well read like the Ramah. That I think would work out very well. I think there's another here. I know I'm going a little late. It's okay. It's an early day. Just one more thing. I think maybe this will play out also by Makif and Nikif. Gemara considers Makif v'Nikif a case of Zenene v'Zelei Chasa. That's the Gemara's initial assumption. Makif v'Nikif, Makif is Chaverim Midal v'Chesov, is a case of Zenene v'Zelei Chasa. Therefore, the Gemara first wants to bring a right from the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says Makif is Chaverim Midal v'Chesov is Chayev. You see Zenene v'Zelei Chasa is Chayev. Gemara is Doicha, no, it's Zenene v'Zelei Chasa. It's not Zenene v'Zelei Chasa. It's Zenene v'Zelei Chasa. Because the Makif can say, Atka v'Ram Tuli Akei for Yisera. And then Gemara goes the other way around. You see from Rabbi Yosi, there's this in it. Rabbi Yosi holds Makif is Chaverim Midal v'Chesov is Potter, only on the Nikif is Chayev. You see Zenene v'Zelei Chasa is Potter. Which, no, it's also not a Raya. Maybe Zenene v'Zelei Chasa is Chayev, but here he's not Zenene because he can say the Chazal even through the Subazes. But a Kaponim Makif and Nikif is a case, the default setting is that Makif is Chaverim Midal v'Chesov is a case of Zenene v'Zelei. The initial setting is the Makif Schaverim Midal V'Chesed, but Pashtus is a case of Zenene V'Zel Loichos. Now, there's a basic Machalikus you're showing him in the Sugya. What's the case? Makif Schaverim Midal V'Chesed. What Machitzus are we talking about? Reuben is Makif Shimon from three sides. Or four sides. So, and Reuben built Machitzus, that's the case. Reuben built Machitzus, now he wants Shimon to participate. Where did he build those Machitzus? Can I erase? But Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos, Machlokes Malamar and the Ramban. Rashi learns, but the comment is explicit, and here it's also pretty clear. Rashi learns, here's Reuben, here's Shimon, and here's Rosh Hashanah. Let's say Pashtus, here's Rosh Hashanah. That's how Rashi and the comment sets it up. So Rashi and the Balamor learn, we're talking about these machitzas. The machitzas between Reuben and Shimon. The Pshutai, these are machitzas for Hezekriya. Why would they need the machitzas between Reuben and Shimon? The Pshutai, Reuben, because of Hezekriya. I We're talking about Bikkur, Stam Bikkur is Malkum Shinogu Shaloy Ligdar, so that's all Tumul. But Hamar says that here we're talking about Bikkur with a Nogu Ligdar. And Yosef says, no, it's a big, it's a Malkum Shinogu Shaloy Ligdar. Rashi, I think, Rashi says Malkum Shinogu Shaloy Ligdar. But even though it's a Malkum Shinogu Shaloy Ligdar, but it's Hano if you do. So, hey, we'll worry more when we start the Mishnah. But Kapanim, Rashi learns we're talking about the Mechitza Sa'ach Chitzanius. Rashi and the Balamar. Taisus and the Rabban learn, no, there's no Mechitza Sa'ach Pnimius. It's a Malkum Shinogu Shaloy Ligdar. Nobody's building Mechitzas HaPnimius. It's Mechitzas HaChitzonius. Reuben is building a Mechitza around the whole thing to keep Behemoth out. Nothing to do with it, looking at each other. Reuben is making a, this is the Rishus Rabban, all around. Here's Rishus Rabban, and this Behemoth running around. So Reuben made Mechitzas all around, and the Mechitzas are good for Shimon too, because Shimon doesn't want Behemoth coming into his farm either. Reuben and Shimon are farmers, they don't have Behemoth. But there's Behemoth on the outside. So Reuben made Mechitzas. He keeps out the Behemoth. The mechitzas are good for Shimon too. So Taisus asks on Rashi. He says, Rashi, how could you say that we're talking about the mechitzas apnimius? If we're talking about the mechitzas apnimius, why is that zenene vezele chosah? Reuven's not chosah. Why did Reuven build his mechitzas? He built his mechitzas so Shimon shouldn't be mazikim with Hezekiah, with Ayin Ar, let's say. So Reuben's building the mechitzas. If Shimon wasn't here, Reuben wouldn't build these mechitzas. The whole reason why Reuben's building the mechitzas is because Shimon, he doesn't want Shimon to look at him. So Avada Shimon is Reuben is chaser. The Ramban also the same concept. Ramban's lesson is, how can you call him that? According to Rashi of Balamar, what are you talking about? That's called loy chaser. Shimon, the Ramban's lesson is Shimon is mazikoy u'mechaser. Shimon, by looking at Reuben, is being mazikim with Hezekri, with Ayin Hara. And he's being mechaser him by making him have to build fences to keep out the Ayin Hara. So why in the world would the Gemara call that a case of Zenene Vezelei Chosem? So therefore, Taisus learns, no, the case is the Adam Mechitzos. So the Gemara thought, the Adam Mechitzos, Zenene Vezelei Chosem. Reuben has to build those Mechitzos anyway to keep out the Behemoths. So Reuben's anyway building these Mechitzos, and they happen to be good for Shimon. That's Zenene Vezelei Chosem. I what's the Gemara's prayers after the Ramphali, okay for you, Sarah? Where's Deicher? Maybe it's called Chosik, because after Graham to the Akev Yisrael. So Taisus learns, and the Ramban likewise, that it means that Reuben can say, no, I am Chosik, because I have to build bigger mechitzas to include both of our fields. If it was just, you know, if I had a smaller, the fact that mechitzas, that there's such a large perimeter, has to do with the fact that you're in the middle. So in a certain sense, Reuben is Chosik on account of Shimon. We'll worry more about this. Again, one of the things that we're going to have to talk about in the sugya itself, what exactly that starts. But that's Taisus. So what about Rashi? Chai Taisus is right. It's a Pella Rashi. If we're talking about the Mechitzas HaPnimiyos, how in the world does the Gemara think that that's a case of Zenene Vezel LeChoser? Reuben's only building those Mechitzas because of Shimon. So it's Choser. Reuben is Choser on account of Shimon.
Maybe Shimon doesn't care about Hezekiah. He doesn't. He never agreed to building all in the first place. Reuben wants it, so he gets, but then once Shimon builds that fourth wall, so it's Megala that really he does care about Hezekiah, and he was
getting. No, we're not talking where Shimon built the fourth wall. Let's say a case where we're talking about a case of Makif, where Makif Midal Ruchas. Only Reuben built walls. So if Reuben built walls Midal Ruchas, that's the case. He built walls Midal Ruchas, so since Reuben, if he built only with Gimel Ruchas, so he's not Mahana Shimon at all. But if he built walls Midal Ruchas, so then it's called that he was Mahana Shimon. So Shimon is Nenet. No, it's a mokum that they don't make. The bikkur is a mokum shenogu shalei likdor. Why is it called Shimon is nene? Yeah, that's part of the problem in Rashi. But Kapana, that's what it says. Shimon is nene. Reuben can't force Shimon to build because it's a mokum shenogu shalei likdor. But Reuben does build, and it's called that Shimon was nene. But Reuben was not chaser because he's building the walls anyway. He's building the walls anyway because he doesn't want Shimon to be massacred, to look at him. It's like, you know, it's like we're joking, you know, somebody, the phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning, the guy answers the phone, and the fellow at the other end says, hello, Charlie, did I wake you? And he says, no, I was getting up to answer the phone anyway. Well, what do you mean, Reuben's not chaser? He was building the wall anyway. Yeah, he's building the wall because of Shimon, so why is that called the chaser? So, some of the pshat is that the Gemara thinks it's Zenene Vezelei Chaser because it's true that Reuben's building the wall anyway. But he's building the wall, he has a chisaron. And he has a chisaron because of Shimon. But his chisaron has nothing to do with Shimon's hana. Usually, by Zenene Vezelei Chaser, you're chaser from the hana. the Pala Chotzer is Chotzer on account of the Hanoah that the Dar took. The Dar was lived there, was Nene. That's Hanoah, and that itself was the thing that was Mechaser, the Pala Chotzer. But over here, Shimon's Hanoah is that Reuben is not looking at Shimon. Reuben's built the wall so that Shimon shouldn't look at him. So Reuben's Chisaron doesn't stem from Shimon's Hanoah. So the more things that's called Zenene Vizele Chosr. And the more answers, no, still Reuben could say, after Veramdali, it's because of you that I'm building this Mechitza, that's enough. And Taisus doesn't think that makes a difference. So I want to suggest, and this will end for today, I want to suggest that it's totally in this. If the reason why you say Zenene Vizele Chosr is because I have to be a Chosr to be Teveyayu, if I'm not Chosr, I'm a standing to be Teveyayu. So to be Teveyu what? To be Teveyu to be Teveyu to pay for the wall. So Reuven is building a wall because of Shimon. Avadi has a standing to be, he certainly has a chisaron. You can't just sue somebody because you have a chisaron. It's just a way to get into Beis Din and then you're Tevei Lahano. But you can't be Tevei Lahano if you can't show a chisaron. So I'm Tevei Shimon to pay because Shimon has enough from this wall. And Reuven says, and I have standing to do so because I was chaser from this wall. This wall is a chisaron that I'm suffering. I have this outlay that I have to build a wall, and I have this outlay because of Shimon. So that gives me a right to be Tevei Shimon. So Taisus thinks that's a double positive. That's called Zenene Vizeh Chaser. So he doesn't, that's his kashan Rashi. But Rashi, the Shittosi, holds that the Nekuda Zenene Vizeh Chaser is not do I have standing to be Tevei when based on. The Nekuda is the Hanor that Shimon has Anov Shabius. Because it's a Shabbos by Shimon, but it's not a Shabbos by Reuven. So the Gemara initially thought that the Hanoah that Shimon has, which is that he's not being looked at, is a Shabbos to Shimon. But since that Hanoah that Shimon has doesn't cause Reuven to have a chisar, Shimon's Hanoah doesn't cause Reuven to have a chisar. So it's not a Hanoah that has a it's by Reuven. It's not a Hanoah of Shabbos. It's nice for you, Shimon, that you feel you don't have Ayin Hara. So okay, very nice, you don't have Ayin Hara. But your Hanoah not having Ayin Hara didn't cost Reuven any money. So the Gemara thought that's an Evzel Chaser. The Gemara's answer is no, because since the Hanoah that Shimon has comes from the wool, and the wool was Mechaser Reuven. So that's enough that it should be called that it's a Shabbos, that it is a Shabbos among it's a transfer of Shabbos. The Shimon has Hanoah from the wall, and Reuven has Chisaron from the wall, and it's a wall that he's building on account of Shimon. So that's enough that it's called that there's a transfer, that the wall itself transfers Shabbos from Reuven to Shimon. It costs Reuven money, the wall costs Reuven money, and it's Mahana Shimon. So that's enough that it's called that it's a Shabbos on both sides. But the Gemara and the Havmina thought, maybe it's even whenever. The Gemara before the Gemara said that Chia, the Gemara said, no, this is a case of Zenene Vizeh Chaser. Because to be called Zenene Vizeh Chaser, it's not enough that Reuven was Chaser and Shimon was Nene. I need that Shimon's Hanoah was Mechaser Reuven. And that you don't have in this case. That's why the Gemara thinks it's Zenene Vizeh Chaser. That's why it's Zenene Vizeh Chaser. So that was, I think that would work. I don't know if it's 100% Mechuf, but I think it works out nicely. If we say this Nekuda, that they're going with Shittosa. The Taisa of Shittosa, the Zenev is the Chaser, has nothing to do with Taisa of Shittosa, the Shachar Yisrael, the Shossar, the Homa. The Taisa holds that the Nekuda of Zenev, the Chaser, is that in order to be I have to be able to be Tereyu, I can't be Tereyu without a Chisar. So Taisa says, if we're talking about the Mechisin Sapnimis, there's nothing to talk about. Avad and Reuven has a big Chisar. Shimon is Maziko Yom HaChaser, like the Rabban says. Shimon is Maziko Yom HaChaser. Reuven is a very big Bavdin over here to come into Tevei Shimon. And Shimon HaMaisa had enough from the wall. So it's a wall that Reuven built because Shimon was being Machaser, Maziko Yom HaChaser. And Shimon has enough from that wall. So Reuven certainly has standing to be Tevei Shimon. So therefore, Tosfos and Rabban, they both say, we cannot be talking about the Mechitza Sefnimis. It doesn't make any sense. But Rashi, if I'm right, the Rashi which Shittosi learns, that the Nekudah Zenene was the Chaser is not that I need standing to be Tevei Emet Beis Din. I need to be a Chaser to be Tevei Emet Beis Din, to make a Tfiyas Mamah, like Reb Shimon said. But rather, the Zenene was the Chaser is that I need a, is I wanted this, I'm being done, is the Hanoah a Shabbos, is a transfer of Shabbos. It does not represent the transfer of Shabbos. Well, who do I look at? Do I look at the Nen or I look at the Mahana? By the Nen it has a Shabbos, by the Mahana it doesn't have a Shabbos. So is that a transfer of Shabbos or not? That's the issue of Zenen Eves Leichoser. So then over here, the Gemara holds, maybe that's even the Maschana, that this is called Zenen Eves Leichoser. Because Shimon's Hanoah is not Mechaser Reuven. The Hanoah of Shimon is that Reuven doesn't look at him. The Hanoah of Reuven is that Shimon doesn't look at him. So Shimon's Hanoah is not Mechaser Reuven. So that's not called. What Shimon has is not a Shabbos by Reuven. What Shimon has, that he's not Nisik by Ayin Hara, that's valuable to Shimon, but it's not Mechaser. That itself, that Hanoah is not Mechaser Reuven. Reuven didn't build the wall to give Shimon that Hanoah. If Reuven would have built the wall to give Shimon the Hanoah, so that would be a Hanoah HaMechaseres. But Reuven didn't build the wall to give Shimon the Hanoah. Reuven built the wall for himself. So it's not Shimon's Hanoah that's Mechaser Reuven. Reuven built the wall to protect Reuven. From Shimon, of course, but still, Reuven built the wall to protect Reuven. Shimon's Hanoah, so Shimon's Hanoah is not what was Mechaser Reuven. So if Shimon's Hanoah is not what was Mechaser Reuven, it's not a Hanoah HaMechaseres, according to Rashi. You need a Hanoah HaMechaseres, because when you have a Hanoah HaMechaseres, then I look at it that Shabbos is transferring from the Ma'ana to the Nen. But when the Hanoah is not Mechaser, so that I don't see, Reuven has a Chisaron and Shimon has a gain, but one thing has nothing to do with the other. There's no, that's not a transfer of Shabbos. Shimon's Hanoah is not a Shabbos by Reuven. So that's why when we point to Rashi, you're talking about the Mechitzas HaPnimiyos, and nonetheless it's called the case of Zenen Eves Elichos. See, now already we're coming close to the things that are at the heart of our sugya. Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Oh, I still want to talk about Yair for a few minutes. Perhaps I'm back on it, and then we'll start the mission.
Thank you, Rabbi.